Welcome to Kathleen Can Do It, the DIY podcast celebrating the fun and fails of doing it yourself. I'm Kathleen Heaney.
And I'm Kathleen Martin. We're just two Kathleens who want expensive kitchen cabinets, but can't afford them.
And in this episode, we are discussing Kathleen Martin's full kitchen cabinet makeover with mineral paint.
Yes, if you have been thinking about painting your kitchen cabinets, this episode is for you.
Your kitchen does look fabulous. When did you paint them? What's this timeline? I have a feeling that maybe you took a few shortcuts, Kathleen.
Who, me?
Yes, you.
Well, it worked, so it doesn't matter. It's lasted so well, I painted them over a year ago.
Okay, so over a year is legit. I hate it when DIYers are like, I painted my kitchen cabinets 5 minutes ago. Don't they look great? Well, DIY influencer, yes, your cabinets look great, but they're baby cabinets. They've never worked a day in their life.
Will it last? That is the most important detail. So I know there's a lot of you out there that bought a house that has kitchen cabinets that you hate, mm-hmm. and you're telling yourself you have to live with them.
Mm-hmm.
You don't.
I'm one of those people. I hate my kitchen cabinets. I'm excited to hear sort of what your process was. I know my process will be a little bit different.
Yes.
Because I'm a little bit more, not like attuned to detail, but I like to really follow every single step that the internet tells me to.
Hate it.
Okay, let's start at the very beginning. I guess like they say, let's start at the very beginning. You bought your house.
They say that? Yeah. What song is that?
Very good place to start.
I don't know, but I'll join it.
It's The Sound of Music.
Oh, okay.
There we go.
That makes sense.
All right. You bought your DIY or fixer-upper house.
Fixer-upper. The kitchen was super tiny and disgusting and weird. The cabinets had such a layer of grime.
I hope the former owners don't know what podcasts are.
So filthy that you could scrape the grime off with a screwdriver and just be like... And just have like a curl of funk.
I wish you could go back in time and do one of those really satisfying Instagram reels where someone takes a straight razor and scrapes the top off of a cabinet and just a lot of grime comes off.
Well, the first step is cleaning.
Yeah.
Using this heavy duty cleaner called TSP.
I have heard of TSP. I think I purchased it once. But it's not part of my regular routine. What is TSP?
It scares me a little bit because it says to wear gloves. And I'm like, don't tell me what to do.
I know. And then you don't wear gloves. And the next day, the skin is peeling off your hands.
I have no hands.
How did this happen?
It's just a skeleton hand.
Yeah.
I'm looking at it right now. It says trisodium phosphate.
Sounds official.
Mm-hmm. So chemicals.
A little bit more heavy duty than your everyday Mrs. Myers.
It actually says heavy duty cleaner on the label.
It's a commercial cleaner.
And it says in the next line, use TSP before painting.
Okay.
So I trust them.
Mm-hmm.
It says it cleans surfaces in preparation for painting for better durability, adhesion. I know a lot of people, a lot of other DIYers recommend it. So
yeah.
I went with that. I listen sometimes. And after scrubbing, and like this is a step, cleaning. Normal circumstances, I probably wouldn't because I'm just like, whatever.
Yeah.
But they were so, so filthy.
So dirty.
I did. When I poured the bucket of water into the sink.
After you scrubbed your cabinets with TSP.
Completely brown.
What kind of sponge did you use?
Just a large orange sponge that you would get at Home Depot, like a big...
So a gentle one, or did it have the scrubby end on it?
It didn't have a scrubby end.
Interesting. Okay.
Because I sanded afterwards.
If you're listening to this and you're like, why didn't you just skip this step and go right to sanding? A lot of times when there's grease or a very thick layer of dirt on a piece of furniture or a cabinet, whatever that you're going to sand, it'll gunk up your sandpaper and you will just go through so much sandpaper. It really helps to do that cleaning stuff.
Going back. So looking at this kitchen, realizing couldn't live with it in a million years, but also realizing can't afford to rip them out.
Ripping out cabinets seems so easy on Instagram.
Yeah.
But replacing it is really quite expensive. And if you're looking into replacing just the faces, that is truly more expensive than you think. If you're doing even just a small kitchen, it can be upwards of $2,000,
$3,000. Oh, wow.
And that adds up so quickly.
And the thing is, you're like, okay, I'm going to just replace a kitchen, get all new cabinets. When you get the entry level line at somewhere like a Home Depot, you think you're getting wood. And sometimes
you're
the
not getting
face,
wood.
The door is wood, but the frame is particle board.
Yes.
So you could be ripping out a better quality older cabinet and putting in a lesser quality cabinet and not realize. So if it's not in your budget, you know what I say, if it's ugly, paint it.
Yes. And painting it is also a great way, if you have a new home, to live in your kitchen and figure out what you like and don't like about it before you just go and design a kitchen that you've never actually really spent time in.
So true. Let me paint a picture of what we are working with. So when you walked into the kitchen, only one side had cabinets. There's a sink, two upper cabinets, and some lower cabinets. But what was super strange was the countertop just ended.
Why?
There should have been another lower cabinet, but it was just this empty hole.
Maybe that's where they kept their butter churner.
Super weird. We had to figure that out. And we'll actually go into more detail about that in our epoxy countertop episode.
Ooh, that's going to be a good episode.
So excited for that. But the cabinets themselves were fine. They just weren't the color I was looking for. Paint, definitely the best option. I was going to say, I did a lot of research. No, I didn't. I did not do a lot of research. I didn't.
You hurt my heart when you say that. No, you have to do research.
No.
Okay.
I won't. All right. I found a brand that I swear by.
Yeah.
Up and down, left and right. Fusion Mineral Paint.
So is Fusion Mineral Paint, is mineral paint the same as chalk paint?
I don't know.
Kathleen.
I should be able to tell you, like, this is why it works. I don't know why it works. I don't know why it's good, but it's good.
Wait, I'm looking up right now. What is mineral paint? So mineral paint is paint with mineral binding agents as opposed to like latex paint or oil paint.
They wear tiny suits.
So there's something called lime and silicate in it. Blah, 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 blah. Thank you, Wikipedia. It is more matte. It feels like chalk paint to the touch.
I feel like it's a new naming for chalk paint because I think when you hear chalk paint, you think distressed, farmhouse.
Yes.
I think it was a rebrand, but I could be wrong.
I pulled it up here. Do you want to know what the difference is?
Tell me.
So I think basically the main difference is that chalk paint is a little bit thicker and Fusion Mineral Paint is thinner. So you can do more applications to really achieve the finish that you want as opposed to chalk paint. You like put it on and that's the finish.
Oh, Okay. So I will say that it is noticeably thinner. It's definitely a different consistency than a standard paint. I had zero issues with brush strokes, things like that I think is a very big concern when painting a cabinet.
Oh yeah, for sure.
It made it very foolproof. But there are steps that even I did that are very important that I need to tell you about before we get to the paint.
I'm jumping ahead too quickly.
Yes. So cleaned, done.
Yeah.
TSP got all the funk off, which was important. Actually, when I took the handles off, it made it look like a sad face because like there was like a grime eyeball the pole used to be. So gross. So clean that all off.
Yeah.
Okay. They're squeaky clean. So next up, you really actually need to see what your kitchen cabinets are made of because I'm giving you a process that is based on wood.
Yeah.
But if your cabinets aren't wood, it's going to be different rules.
Yeah, you have to identify what the material is.
Right. So mine were wood. I believe they're an oak.
Yeah.
There's no label.
Probably original to the house.
Yeah, very warm toned.
Yeah.
There's a heavy wood grain.
Mm.
Very noticeable, deep wood grain to it.
Yeah.
Which I did not consider or realize when I first got started.
Yeah.
So what's nice about Fusion Mineral Paint, it advertises that you don't need a primer. So that was probably one of the reasons why it sold me. I was like, less steps, boom. They also advertise just lightly sanding, like scuff it up. You don't have to go crazy.
Oh my God, that makes my heart hurt. No, you got to get it down to the bare wood.
And they specifically say you don't have to do that. Just like it's supposed to be so well bonding.
Great.
I started painting it and I realized there was so much wood grain showing through. You could see the rings of the tree in the front.
You wanted a smoother, poreless look.
Yeah, I wanted it to look like it was factory finished, where it's just completely flat.
Yeah.
So when I started seeing the wood grain, I felt really bummed and I felt like I wasted my time and it's not looking how I wanted to. Then I went down a rabbit hole of trial and error of how to fill the wood grain.
Yeah.
So many tries, so many times.
Were there tears?
Obviously, there's always tears. So then I took a step back and said, fine, I needed to prime this and I didn't. I got a recommended primer, primed it, did not fill the wood grain.
So I guess if you have a light wood grain, primer can sometimes fill in the little gappy thingies.
Yeah.
The little holies from the natural woody.
Precisely.
Today, we tucky in big human termies.
It didn't work. Painted a fair amount of it. I was like, it's not working. Mm-hmm. So then I kept searching for wood grain filler. And I don't want to lead you down a path of the ones that I used that didn't work. Because you might be like, but maybe it'll work for me. No, don't use them. Trust me. There were ones that were like this white paste and was more liquidy. And I used a squeegee on it. Didn't work.
That's the breaking point where a lot of people just give up.
I would say two or three other things. The tried and true that I recommend for any DIY is DAP plastic wood.
I'm going to look at this logo right now because I'm pretty sure that I've used it before. DAP.
Wood filler?
Wood filler? Yeah. It's FILLA, yeah. Right? DAP plastic wood.
They have all different consistencies. And yes. The only one that I personally can speak to is the one that comes in a tub. When you open it, it looks like peanut butter.
Oh, it's brown.
And you want to eat it.
Mmm, a little jelly to get lunch ready for you.
It might just be me. So there's two different kinds. There's one, if you pay like a few dollars more, you can get one that's pink. And what's good about that one is that it goes from pink to brown. So you know when it's dry.
Yeah.
Because you can't sand it right away. You need to let it dry.
Yeah.
Or if you want to save a few dollars, you just get the brown one. It's typically like a few dollars cheaper to get the one without the dry indicator.
Yeah.
It's not necessary. You'll know.
What is the consistency when plastic wood dries? Is it like spackle where it's a little powdery when it's dry?
So even from the beginning, it's like powdery, velvety.
Okay.
It feels nice.
See, and I have used the type of plastic wood. It's not DAP, but the stuff that you have to mix with this wood hardener, and then you literally have like less than a minute to get it on and stick it in the holes before it gets really, really hard, like really hard gum.
No. This is very user-friendly and very forgiving. It washes off with water.
Oh.
I don't know how it works, that it's very washable from your hands or even from the wood.
Yeah.
And yet it creates a perfect finish when you're done. And
okay.
What I did with this, and I used a lot.
Yeah.
So
you probably bought tubs and tubs and tubs of that stuff.
Maybe like two tubs, but this was a labor of love.
Yeah.
So before you go down this route, you have to ask yourself first, do you have a heavy wood grain on your door?
Yeah.
And do you want to spend many hours putting it on and then sanding it all off?
Here is the moment that really separates the dedicated DIYers from the people who just want to get it done.
Right.
Obviously, you and I are dedicated DIYers. Mm-hmm. I too would have spent hours and hours and hours filling my grain. And I think that it makes a huge difference because when you walk into somebody's kitchen where they haven't paid attention to the grain, listen, I don't want to yuck anybody's yum. You do you. But it makes a difference in terms of the level of
finish. It looks more professional.
Polished.
Yeah, because if you were getting it factory made or made done by a professional, they wouldn't leave the wood grain.
Let's just say you had half of a budget, you know, not a full kitchen budget, but half of a budget. And you did want to replace the fronts of the cabinets, but you were going to get them totally raw, bare wood, and then paint them yourself. There is this thing called paint grade cabinets where there are no grains in the wood that you get, and it's made purely for just slap and paint on there, as opposed to people who are going to stain it, people who actually want to see some of that grain come through.
So rubbed it all around, got it in the nooks and crannies, and then used lots of different sanding tools to then putting it on. It's not bad, although your finger will get a little raw at the end.
You just use your hand?
Oh, yeah. No gloves, just right in there.
Like a little spatula or one of those little icing spatulas or whatever?
No, just Mr. Pointer finger here.
Okay, all right.
So rub it in. The on is easy. You really can't mess it up. And then the off takes a while.
Yeah.
So my cabinet doors have that like inner rectangle bevel.
Yeah. So annoying.
The flat areas, I use an orbital sander, which is nice. You know, it's motorized and
easy
it goes
peasy.
Quickly. And then also use, and I always recommend this for DIY, the hand sander. It's You just add a piece of sandpaper and it has a handle and it gives you a very large flat surface.
Yeah.
So that you're not like creating divots by accident.
Yeah, I like that one.
And then there's also something called a micro detail sander.
I've never used one of these sanders before. Tell me more.
It's teeny tiny. It's basically a small enough that you pinch it in between your fingers.
Oh.
And if your cabinet has an inner detail like mine did, it's good to get it for those little corners and crevices.
Oh.
Or like we were saying earlier, off air, that you can use a sanding block.
Like a sponge.
Spongy, smushy. It gets into those divots. That's really the only area that you could potentially mess it up. If you leave too much plastic wood in a curved detail or like in an accent and then you paint it, it's just gonna look like a blob. Like,
yeah.
I had to use the pointy steak knife to sometimes like scrape it out of the corners.
Good for plastic wood and dinner. Okay, so you have everything sanded.
Yes. We put on the plastic wood, sanded it all off. Mm-hmm. From there, and there's someone lucky at home mm-hmm. that can skip all that step because their cabinets are just ready to go.
Or they have that early 2000s naughty alder.
What? I immediately just think of naughty elder.
You know, the naughty alder wood where it was like the big fat knots, but really most of the wood was smooth.
Oh.
Just one big fat bumpy wart of a knot in naughty alder. Just look it up.
Okay.
And you have like only one grain to finish. Instead of like a whole cabinet.
That's it. Okay, we've done the boring prep work and now we can finally talk about paint.
Woohoo, paint, everybody's favorite.
Fusion mineral paint goes on so well.
Ooh.
So well. No stress over brush strokes. I use a foam roller, a mini foam roller, many. Make sure to wrap it up, put it in the fridge, leave it there for so long. You forget about it and then you open a new one.
Yeah.
Every time.
I know.
Fridge is full of old rollers.
That's a trick that I think a lot of people don't realize. If you're just getting started in DIY, if you're walking away for a few hours or even a day and you don't want to wash out your brush or your roller because you're going to work on the same project the next day, just wrap it in plastic wrap.
Yeah.
Stick it in the refrigerator and it's still good to go the next day.
Or forget about it.
It will dry eventually. I have forgotten about it so long that it dries up eventually.
With any type of paint for the cabinet, thin layers are important.
Yeah.
It's not a one layer thing. And when you think like painting your nails, maybe if I just put it on thicker, I have to do less coats. No, it'll ruin it.
It'll never dry.
Nice thin layers. And then for my curved inner details, just use not a wall painting brush, like an artist brush, a very small.
Yeah.
But I did around 2 to 3 coats. I think the total was 3.
Yeah.
It's held up perfectly without any type of top coat. I bought a top coat, never put it on.
Yeah, typical.
Because I was concerned. I think I tested a brand on the inside and sometimes with polyurethane, it can yellow. And I felt like it was distorting the look of the paint and I just forgot about it and it's less work. I will tell you, there's one area that I have chipping and I will tell you why. It's on a different cabinet for a different reason.
Oh, okay.
But for everything that I painted last year, not one single chip or scratch.
Now, I'm really curious about this. Will you try this and then get back to the pod? Will you do a little color test on the back of one of your cabinets where you take a dab of your paint, of your Fusion mineral paint, and see if the color has changed over the year? Because I'm really curious that if someone did have chipping, if they went and did like little touch-ups, if the color would have faded throughout the year.
Okay. Yeah, I can do that. I will say the one area I do have chipping is because I did this renovation a year ago.
Yeah.
And then flash forward a whole nother year, tackled the other half of the kitchen, which had no cabinets.
Oh.
It was just an old stove and an old refrigerator.
That's right. I remember. I remember you doing the first round of this in a rush, getting ready for your engagement party.
Yeah, it was not done.
Because nothing says let's finish a huge project more than we're going to have a party in 3 days.
Yeah, exactly. Without the deadline, nothing gets done.
Yeah.
For the other side of the kitchen that had no original cabinets, we bought 2 new cabinets from Home Depot.
Okay.
And very lucky, the doors actually completely match. They have the same bevel and look. The problem with this one is I open the cabinet door with my hand every time in the same corner spot because I haven't settled on handles yet.
Kathleen, the best way to preserve your paint job on your cabinets is to have knobs so nobody ever has to touch the cabinets.
So the problem cabinet is where we keep the trash, and I open it 1,000 times a day.
Yeah, like everybody else.
Without a handle. So I'm grabbing the actual cabinet.
Yeah.
And the paint has chipped there because your hands are wet and you have food on your hands. And this has been going on since I installed it in May. And now it's chipping.
Yeah.
I honestly don't blame the paint, though, because the other side, nothing's chipped and it's been totally fine.
It's just touching it a lot. Like, no cabinet is really meant to be touched all that much.
How much time did it really have to cure? That's a big thing with paint.
Yeah.
I don't want to jump ahead too quickly, but to sing this paint's praises even more, I painted my dishwasher, my refrigerator, and two Wayfair laminate pantries with the same paint. And my dishwasher is an old, glossy, white dishwasher.
Did you stand the front of your dishwasher?
Did I?
Oh my God, Kathleen.
So here's the thing. This paint is so good on its own and worked very well for a wood product. So on the cabinet itself. But they sell this bonding primer. That you can put on any glossy surface, including glossy-ass dishwasher.
Yeah.
And you put it on. You put it on with a damp roller.
Interesting.
I don't know why. Highly recommend this because they'll say on the directions, use a sponge. Don't use a sponge because the sponge has a different texture than your roller.
Yeah.
And I can actually see it in some areas. I started with a sponge.
Yeah.
Wet roller. Roll it on. Pay it in my dishwasher. Not chipped once. On a glossy, shiny dishwasher. It was the best decision I've ever made. All the lower cabinets are blue. Used to be have a white, stark white dishwasher.
Yeah.
Now it's perfectly seamless.
You moved into your fixer-upper. There are like three cabinets.
Yeah.
And you were like, this room is bigger than just three cabinets. And you really built out a full kitchen, added cabinets from Home Depot, added even more cabinets and pantry space with laminate pantries from Wayfair, and used the same paint for everything. Now, what was the bonding primer? Was that a Fusion mineral paint?
Their bonding primer. It's not what you think of when you think of a bonding primer.
Mm-hmm.
It's different. It's not a paint. It's like this milky, I don't even know what it is, of an actual white paint.
Was it like the consistency of Cetaphil, that face wash?
maybe. I'm not sure.
That's really interesting.
I don't know what it is, but to build on what you're saying, the cabinets just ended. And this is like my philosophy.
Yeah.
We could not afford it, right? We couldn't afford a new dishwasher. We couldn't afford really anything after buying this house. So we got a free dishwasher on Facebook Marketplace. Somebody was like, this works great. It's a workhorse, but I want stainless. Picked it up totally free.
It worked perfectly. No way.
Yeah.
And really, you melded three different materials, your original wood, laminate pantries, and an MDF with a veneer on it from Home Depot. And it all looks seamless because you use the same paint.
It's the same color, yeah.
This is a question I've been holding in for a while now. Did you fill in the wood grain in the back of your cabinets?
Where?
I mean, wasn't there grain?
Oh, the back of the door? No.
Yeah, the back of the door? No.
No. So that, not worth it to me. But
no, that wouldn't be worth it to me either.
I would very highly recommend, at least in the uppers, because in the bottoms we didn't, you need to paint the inside of the cabinet. It looks so janky if you leave it. So you open the door, it's like so nice, and then it's like old wood tone.
Yeah, yeah, but when you're taking your Instagram pictures, who cares? Your cabinet doors are always closed.
Yeah, no one's opening them.
I think on the back of my kitchen cabinets, which I have MDF, and the back is a laminate that I've tried to get off. I cannot. I'm going to do peel and stick wallpaper on the back.
Cool.
So what else? You put them back on.
Yeah, put them back on, but did change out the handles. You can find cute handles. I'll link them. And I'll link, I know when this is a podcast, you can't see what we're talking about.
Yeah.
So if you go to our website, I'm going to link all the pictures of my kitchen so you can see the process.
It's gorgeous, by the way. KathleenCanDoIt.com. Also on Kathleen's Instagram, at Create a Colorful Life. So many pictures of your kitchen on there.
Yeah. So I'll make sure to link all those for you so that you can get the full idea. But ordered new handles, and this is something to think about. Do you want to use the existing holes?
I was just going to ask you that. Were the handles, was the hardware the same footprint? No.
No. So that's something you have to think about before you get started, which you could run into a problem later because you didn't think of it.
Yeah.
So decide ahead of time. I filled the old holes with the same DAP wood filler.
Yeah.
sanded it, disappears.
You have to do that before you paint it. That is so essential.
And then just drill new holes. So we got cheap handles from Amazon.
Yeah.
And totally transform the look. If you're not ready to paint, just even swapping out the handles.
Oh.
Is a big way to upgrade it.
Yeah, for sure. I will say this though, your handles, but they're acrylic.
Yeah, I feel like I've already grown out of them though.
The clear plastic ones?
Yeah, that's the problem with trendy.
I need to bring, okay, so I bought my handles a year ago before I even like really made any big plans for my kitchen cabinets. They're also acrylic. I spent a fortune on them.
No, I spent nothing.
I know. You sent me the link to yours on Amazon and we'll link it in our show notes. But Kathleen, I need to bring over the sample of my handles and put it next to yours. And I guarantee you it's going to pack the same punch. And I spent so much money.
Oh, that's why I didn't put the handles on the other side. This has been since May.
Yeah.
I'm like, I feel like I want a different handle. So I don't want to drill holes into the new cabinets, have no handles, no holes, nothing. Gotcha. I don't want to drill it and then have to redo it.
Yeah.
So instead, I'll just never do it.
Oh my, okay. So what is the color of the paint that you use from Fusion Mineral Paint?
It's very fancy. It's called Champness.
Champness.
Champness. Chompness?
That is some French malarkey there. I don't know. It's blue. It's like a French blue.
It's a beautiful light blue, not something you would see in every house and really pretty. So I'll link that for you. It does not come in gallons. It comes in teeny tiny pints.
You know, okay, probably because it's like craft batches of ice cream or something. I do appreciate paint that doesn't always come in huge, giant cans, because if you have just a teeny tiny little kitchen, like a lot of people in big cities do, you know, when they live in studio apartments, there's nothing more frustrating than buying a huge gallon when you only need a little bit and then you have to throw away the rest or find someone else who can use it or try and sell it. It's such a pain.
So it's not cheap. I think one little, I want to say pint?
It's a quart a usually. Quart? Okay. Yeah.
I think it's around $20, but.
That's a lot. Yeah.
How many cabinets do I have? Say I have like five.
Yeah.
I did it with two quarts. So it was around $40, which is the price of a cheaper gallon of paint, right? So it wasn't, even though it is more expensive, it somehow goes a long way.
Yeah.
It's thin and you're able to get a lot of surface area somehow. I don't know. It's magic.
If you're going to do a project like this where it's heavy DIY, it is so worth it to go ahead and spend a little bit more on the quality of paint because you're already putting so much of your valuable time into it.
Right.
And if you use a cheap paint and it's ruined a year later, like that's also your time wasted. I just think sometimes like if you're going to DIY it, go a little bit more expensive on the materials, you'll never regret it.
Yeah. And I will say I can only speak to this brand because that's the only brand I've used to paint cabinets.
Yeah. By the way, Nonspawn.
Yeah. No.
Nonspawn. And Kathleen used all of her money, all of her hard-earned money to buy this paint.
Yeah, that's important to add. But it made me feel very successful because, like I said, I wasn't worried about brush strokes. Mm-hmm. It went on really smooth. The only time I was having any texture issues was if I tried to rush the next coat. So I did not sand in between.
Really?
That is a big cabinet. You must sand in between. No sanding in between.
Yeah, you have to sand in between, Kathleen. No. I've started my process and I've been sanding in between.
I feel like with this paint, I just think there's different rules and there's a different consistency and mineral makeup to it that it's thinner. I don't know. It's different. Like it doesn't leave that texture like another paint would do.
I'm pulling up the Fusion Mineral website right now because I want to see what other colors it comes in.
In the fan deck, they'll be like, this is half this color and half this color. And then you can get a custom color.
Oh, did you buy the fan deck?
I did.
And they say just like one can of this and one can of that will make this new color.
But
oh.
I will say, I don't actually recommend that.
Oh, it's British because it says colours on the website.
There's a U. I actually don't recommend custom colours as a painter. I paint like on canvases. If you run out of that color, you're never going to get it to match.
I know.
Even if you do two quarts, one quart, one quart, because you're going to get a slightly different amount coming out of that quart.
Hard.
But God, matching a color is so hard. So unless you have done cubic math of how much paint you need, I don't recommend mixing custom colors.
They have a mustard color that
just is... just like my couch, right?
Yes, it's the same color as your couch. It is one shade darker than their sunset, Prairie Sunset. I love the names of these, which is one shade darker than their little star, which is like a bright yellow star. Anyway, I would love to see a full kitchen. Picture this, Kathleen. Mm-hmm. A full kitchen done in Fusion mineral paint. Mustard, like that dark.
Oh, yeah. I'm looking at it now.
Yeah. Dark, creamy, rich mustard. And then you do something really funky with the handles.
Look at Tuscan orange, too. Oh. Look at that one. That's a really vibrant orange. I saw this on Instagram. I almost went with Park Bench. Look at that one. You were swatching greens, weren't you?
Park Bench is green?
Yeah.
Oh, hang on. Let me find it on the page. My heart is racing right now.
Scroll. This was Tasha Kaleidoscope did on Instagram, at Tasha Kaleidoscope, very colorful Instagram. She did, this is actually how I found it.
Yeah.
This is all coming back.
Yeah.
She did, I don't know what it was. It's like a nook, like an office-y nook, you know, where it's just like a desk, a built-in desk area.
Yeah.
She did it in Park Bench.
Yeah.
She shared her process and that inspired me. And she's painted multiple full kitchens with Fusion mineral paint. That's how I found it. That's how I remember.
Oh, you should find out if she ever actually puts the poly on top of it.
So no, I have done research.
Yeah.
So they do, she has and she hasn't. They also have something called like, I think it's like hemp oil.
Yes.
Because sometimes with dark colors in polyurethane, it can leave it like a little milky.
Yes.
So she had painted a friend or sister's kitchen black. And I think she did like the hemp something.
Hemp oil. I know sometimes like a minerally type paint, there's another brand, I think it's called Annie something. They'll use a wax over the paint.
Yeah, that's very chalk paint with the wax. But I think the problem with the wax is like once you do that, you're really tied to it.
Yeah, you are. A lot of people will do like a black wax to make it look more rustic.
Right.
Not our jam.
Did you find Park Bench?
I did find Park Bench. It looks exactly like the color that I'm using in my kitchen, which is Claire Paint Matcha Latte. Mm. It is beautiful. There are a lot of beautiful, they have a rose gold color, which I don't know if I've ever seen a paint called rose gold, which is more rose gold than this paint.
Yeah, they have this whole metallic line.
Wow. This line seems like it's pretty foolproof for DIY beginners to dig into and paint furniture and paint kitchen cabinets.
Yeah, I mean, a good way to start is they advertise very heavily on furniture, on, you know, flipping pieces of furniture with it.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's a good way to start. Oh, yeah, you see at the top it says Ultra Grip. That's the bonding primer. It's called Ultra Grip.
And
there's the hemp oil wood finish. It's just showing everything.
Oh, and they have all of these new colors for their 2022 collection. Look at this dark purple called Elderberry.
Oh my God, look at Manor Green, the second one. It's just rich teal.
And
they have a banquette that's perfectly matched the wall. That's really beautiful.
Come to Mama Manor Green.
If you have a kitchen you hate, if you feel like you can't afford the real thing, the real big renovation, paint it. It's such an easy way. And let's be real. It's going to take you, could be a week. Or it depends on how much time you have. It could be only a few days. But just think of a week or 2 days worth of time versus hating your kitchen every single time you walk into it. That's, I know that feeling when you just look at something, you're like, oh, I hate you so much.
I hate this place. Yeah, imagine getting your morning tea or your morning coffee and your kitchen is Elderberry.
Yes.
And you love.
God, now I need to repaint my kitchen Elderberry. Sorry, Brian. I've been inspired.
And we'll be doing a part two of painting your kitchen cabinets, a special episode on MDF, because that's what I'm working with. We'll do that in the new year. But until then, we're here to answer any questions that you have. And by all means, Kathleen can answer any email that you send us. hello@kathleencandoit.com. And on our Instagram account @KathleenCanDoIt.
And definitely join our Facebook group, because not only do you get our advice, you get other talented DIYers who have done it too.
Yeah.
We had a post today about a tiled countertop.
Yes.
Like individual tiles. How do we flatten this out? And Kathleen and I were doing some research.
Yeah.
And other people are chiming in. Everyone's super supportive. It's really fun.
Someone else in there, they painted their kitchen blue, which Kathleen.
Oh, yeah. I saw that.
I don't think that blue kitchens and green kitchens are trendy. I think every single other color kitchen is trendy, but blue and green for me, because it's the color of nature, I just don't think that those two cabinet colors are ever going to go out.
But also, let's lean into make your home the home that you love and not the home for the next buyer.
Yes.
Because you need to live in your home.
Yeah.
I would cry if I designed my home for somebody else. Because
that's true. Yeah.
You're living in it.
Because you're not a beige type of person.
Boo beige.
Screw beige. All right, let's do our social shout outs. It's funny that we're talking about this Fusion Mineral Paint, which is a British paint company, because this week I'm featuring at Half Painted House. She's British. Her style is eclectic, vintage, colorful, which is vibe that I'm always really striving for. And I'm featuring her because her use of paint color in her house is like no other. It's truly amazing. She has some of the best uses of pink paint in a home setting that I have ever seen.
It's the pink bookshelf.
I
follow her as well.
And she, okay, yes, you're looking at the pink bookshelf.
Wait, do you see this? The actual, now I remember the bookshelf has been tons of different colors. Look, it's hot pink.
Yes.
And then it was a light pink.
Light pink. She's painting her house all the time. She's got one of those bookshelves where there's no door frame because the entire wall is a bookshelf. And then there's a door built right into the middle of the wall. It's so gorgeous. And she's got this green bathroom. It's this rich olive green where she hand painted white cats on the wall.
Oh, so cute.
Which is another reason I love her. I'm a cat lady myself. And everybody's always like, oh, your wallpaper is so amazing. She's like, I hand painted this. It's not wallpaper.
Give me credit, damn it.
So who are you featuring this week, Kathleen?
It's funny. Kathleen and I don't share who we're featuring ahead of time.
No.
And it's just like very similar. I also picked someone from the UK. I picked Rich O'Gorman at House Homo.
Oh.
And I started following him during COVID and quarantine and lockdown. And it was something that lit up my Instagram feed.
He was very popular. He was always showing up on my feed. Yeah.
So Rich had moved into a house by himself for the first time, lockdown hit, and he had all these paint samples and he started putting them up on the wall. And unlike me that does a horrible swatch, he was putting them in very neat circles. And the little circles, little beautiful circles of color started inspiring him to paint his room and murals.
Wow.
It started with his dining room.
Yeah.
And he actually has a really good interview on YouTube if you click the link in his bio. So he's giving all this description. But he started with a little bit of color. He said it was an orange and a blue. And then it just exploded. And it's very shape-based. It's all these arches and circles. And it goes from the walls to the ceiling.
Yeah.
And it's amazing. And then he said that he moved on to his living room. And he added this yellow circle above his fireplace. And then he's like, wait, I love painting circles. So he starts adding shapes everywhere.
Yeah.
And it's like transformed his whole life. He did his whole entryway.
It made him Instagram famous.
Instagram famous. Now he's been painting murals in Birmingham and other places in the UK.
Cool.
And it's just like, it's over the top
in
a way that you would, I think most people would feel very nervous to go. I would feel nervous to even go that far.
I think it's over the top in a good way.
No, that's what I mean. It's so over the top. Like, I would have a hard time going there. But when you see it, you're like, I want to be that brave because it's so fun.
His choice of color palette is truly amazing. Excellent taste at House Homo.
Don't forget, you can leave us a voicemail at 201-378-3378. Send us any questions or we can play your voicemail on the pod.
Speaking of which, follow the pod on all major social networks and follow me, Kathleen Heaney, at Kathleen Loves Color.
And me, Kathleen Martin, at Create a Colorful Life.
And on next week's episode, we are talking about how to buy a rug.
Harder than you think, I struggle.
And I have purchased so many rugs over the years that I've kind of become a rug expert, especially when you're buying it online. It can be a little bit daunting for some people.
Yeah.
So Kathleen and I are going to walk you through that.
Awesome.
And don't forget, if Kathleen can do it, you can do it too. The Brits, they really have better colors than the Americans.
Oh, good.